Theological University is offering courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our issue today is pretty broad, and yet we've narrowed the focus for the benefit of the time frame that we have to discuss it. We're talking about news that impacts all of us. President Trump just federalized the police and sent in the National Guard in D.C. Mayor Bowser says that crime is down in D.C., so the National Guard, federalized the police, are not needed. Never mind the fact that carjacking is up several 100%, armed bandits running the streets, snatching kids off the street, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could go into great detail. The thing is, major crime, and hey, listen, Mayor Bowser can say, well, the crime's down in D.C. They go back to some statistical gymnastics where they've taken much of the crime and reallocated the name of it, the title of it, so she can say major crime is down. What is major crime? If you're in a car and somebody carjacks you, to you, that's major crime. If you're walking down the street and some teenager puts a knife at your throat and takes your wallet, that's major crime. And those are roving bandits, bands of bandits in the streets of D.C. And President Trump said enough is enough. We're talking about that today. We're talking about Christian persecution and prosecution, where a Christian pastor on the streets being persecuted as a result of simply preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're witnessing the perilous times that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and following talks about in the Word of God. In the last days, perilous times shall come. And we recognize also, ladies and gentlemen, according to Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and following, after Jesus' disciples had asked the question, when will the end time be? What are the signs the end of the world? And Jesus gives the definitive signs. Part of those signs would be a divisiveness in the families, a destruction of the morals, ethics, and values, and many of the other signs we're witnessing today coming about. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about the issue. One of the issues that we were just touching on before the top of the hour news break was the fact that we have this that was called the beatdown in Cincinnati, Ohio. Looking at the headline, very bad brain trauma. Watch Holly speak. That's Holly, the woman that was beaten almost to death. Watch Holly speak for the first time since Cincinnati beating as a black pastor wants white victims arrested and mugshot. The white woman who was viciously pummeled by blacks in Cincinnati last weekend is now speaking for the first time. While a black pastor in the city is calling for the white victims of the beatdown to be arrested and have their mugshots made public also. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's put aside the skin tonation. Forget the skin color, but let's just reverse it if you want to do that for talking position. What if it were the reverse of that? Would there be any rationale, any reason to say that the victims should be mugshot and should be indicted also? No, wouldn't make sense to do that at all. But it's the wicked heart, according to Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? It's the wicked heart. But most do not recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that what is taking place today is using the Marxist playbook. The Marxist playbook is to destroy the nuclear family, to divide the nation ethnically, and to dethrone God. That, out of the 10 major points of Marxism, that's the three major points. And any nation that is divided, according to Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 and 26, the Lord Jesus speaking, any nation, any home, any church, any kingdom that is divided cannot stand. And if we want our nation to be sustained and stand, we need to get back to the biblical basis, the fundamentals of the faith. We need to get back to what the Word of God says and honor the Lord God Himself if we want to see our nation being sustained and held together. But ladies and gentlemen, what are your thoughts? How should this be handled when you've got the leadership in Cincinnati, Ohio, that's refusing? By the way, it's a blue city. You're witnessing, and what we're witnessing and watching, the end result of leadership gone amok as a result of refusing to prosecute crime. I don't care what color, what the tonation of the skin color may be. It doesn't make any difference. If it is one that's breaking the law, the penalty should be extracted, and that penalty for beating someone half to death on the street should be a prosecution and put in prison for whatever the period of time would be called for by the law. I don't make any bones about it. I think it's time that we get back to law and order in America. I think it's time we get back to morals, ethics, and values in America. And I'm thankful to see President Donald J. Trump taking a stand for that. What say you? 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Should there be prosecution in Cincinnati? Should President Trump initiate and federalize the police departments and the sheriff's departments and put in the National Guard in cities like D.C., L.A.? What about Baltimore? What about Chicago? What about major areas of New York? Should this take place? Listen, my most humble opinion is absolutely unequivocally yes. If we are going to continue to witness and watch the deterioration and the destruction of our nation with President Trump sitting in office, I think it's time that he take the reins and go back and try to renew and rescue some of what we have seen under the Biden administration with the loose likes, lost liberals, and the mindset that you don't have to prosecute crime. That's the problem that we're faced with today, ladies and gentlemen. But let me remind you again, wrapping up the loose ends on what is called the racial beatdown in Cincinnati. God sees the heart. God doesn't look at the skin tonation. As Ken Ham said when he talked about racism and racial issues, he said, God created one race, and that's the human race. And the human heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? I believe it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that in America that we get to the political, social, ethical condition when we find the condition we're in today, that we get back to the biblical morals and ethics and the basics of what God would have us to be. We need to be reminded that we cannot allow a nation to stand if we're divided like we're witnessing today. So two or three things. How do you stand? What do you say? What is your position on what should be done in Cincinnati, Ohio? What should be done? How should we view what took place, as one of our callers just said, looked like a setup with a young lad in his car not opening the window when the police officers had arrested him. And now there's a major hooray about what had taken place, making it a racial issue. Did he break the law? Yes. Should he be prosecuted? Yes. Should they have broken into the car to get him, extract him when they've said you're under arrest and he refused to get out? Yes. How should we look at President Trump sending in the National Guard into cities that refuse to control crime? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about other issues, other thoughts and components of what we're talking about today. For example, are we witnessing an Islamic uprising in America that's being done so subtly that most people are not paying attention to it? I say that it's happening right now. And I've got proof and evidence right here before me on my table that will talk about that in relationship to it. I believe we have Derby on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, my comment is about crime in general. Concerning the legal system, have you noticed that whenever somebody's arrested for committing a crime and we learn about that person, he or she has a long criminal record already? Mm-hmm. So that means that he or she was put in jail and wasn't punished enough and didn't learn anything. It wasn't punished properly. So I find that it is the fault of the judges who do not punish criminals. Because if you punish a criminal hard enough, he will not do it again. And that is the main problem with society. We're too lenient with the criminals. And we need to be more punishing with the criminals so they will not be punished, acting up, committing more crimes.
Absolutely. And Judge Jeanine, you know, has just been appointed as the chief attorney, if you will, for the D.C. Circuit. And she just said in an interview this morning's news that these 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds in D.C. that's running rampant, they're being used by the thugs as their tools to go out because time they're arrested, oh, they're treated like kids. They're coddled like kids, and they're not prosecuted as adults. And Judge Jeanine said, we're changing that. We're going to start prosecuting them just like adult criminals and throw the book at them, was her term, because we're going to stop the rampant crime in D.C. And one of the things that, Governor Youngkin, Governor of Virginia, Youngkin, he said that there's a portion in, I believe it's in Fairfax County, where you've got the George Soros-backed prosecutors that's not prosecuting them properly, releasing them, and we're seeing that happening across America, where the judges, as you said, will release them back on the street. Some of these have rap sheets, as Judge Jeanine said. Some of these teenagers have rap sheets as long as your arm, and yet they're back on the street carrying out the crime, and she said, we're going to stop the crime. So, Derby, a question for you, just out of curiosity. Should President Trump go into all of the cities like D.C., L.A., et cetera, et cetera, and federalize the police officers? What are your thoughts?
Yes, he's overdue in doing that.
Yes.
We should have done it in his first term, not just now, but if the local authorities don't protect the public, then it's going to take the state or federal authorities to impose the law, period.
Absolutely. And in D.C., most are not aware of the fact that with the laws in D.C., a police officer risks his own future if he prosecutes or if he arrests somebody that may not be viewed as arrestable, if I can use that term. Judge Jeanine said the police officer's hands are tied in D.C. because they are fearful to carry out the law because they're afraid they themselves will be the target of the law because of the way it's changed in D.C. So that's one of the things that's happening across the nation, our blue cities, blue states, and blue counties with the blue, if you call it, loose likes lost liberals in charge of the prosecution of crime. One question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say that we need to bring back the chain gangs. We need to put the prisoners to work, to sweat, and to pay for their crimes. The 13th Amendment outlawed slavery, right? Mm-hmm. But it says, after saying that you cannot be put, be required to perform involuntary servitude, whatever, but it says except in case of punishing for a crime. So if you commit a crime, you should become a slave of the state and work to compensate the victims. So slavery is allowed if it is for punishment of crimes, not just for being black or for being poor. There's no slavery for that. We haven't had a slave in over 150 years. So forget all about this discrimination baloney. Slavery was outlawed, don't complain, but we still have slavery as punishment for crimes. It is written so in the 13th Amendment.
Debbie, you're exactly right. One of the things that, you know, I've always said, if you don't want to pay the do the time, then don't carry out the crime. But we find today with the bleeding heart liberals, the mindset is it's either he's too young, he's too old, he's too sick, or he's this color or that color or the other. So let's just let him run rampant. Goes back to the perilous time shall come. We're living in those perilous days. Derby, one question before I let you go. I'm looking at a headline that says, Texas takeover, 330 mosques, 450,000 Muslims, growing political power across the state. A major article about the encroachment and the increasing encroachment of Islam in America. Minnesota, we're looking at it in many, many, many of the citizen states. Minneapolis, Minnesota, Dearborn, Michigan, Texas. Texas, the Islamics are trying to dominate political power in the state of Texas. How should we respond when we see this happening? What should we be fearful of it? Should our politicians do anything to stop it? Australia today, Derby, is under the total domination of Islam. We have all of the UK today that's in control, that's under control of Islam. I am seeing it taking place, and I go back to my massive research work of 25 chapters, about 350 pages, on is Islam tolerant? So, Debbie, the question is, and I'll let you go, should we be concerned about it in America?
Of course we should be concerned. And I'd like to make another point that immigrants need to assimilate, assimilate to our Christian Western European culture. And it looks like Muslims are not assimilating. So if you don't let them in, they don't have to assimilate. They can go to another Muslim country and do as they please. But this is a Christian nation that speaks English. So the Mexicans and Central Americans, Venezuelans, Cubans, they all have to learn English, assimilate. I am tired of these ballots in Spanish and every other language. This is the USA. Trump said that English is the official language. So why do we need everything written in more other languages besides English? So assimilate or get out.
I'm in full agreement with that. I think that would resolve the issue very rapidly, and we're finding more and more of that mindset that you've just articulated coming out of the Trump administration that I'm prayerful will be helpful and a healing factor in our divided nation. Derby, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Davis is on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I commend our president for doing what he's doing. He took an oath to defend our nation and support the Constitution against terrorists, foreign and abroad, and local. And he's doing that exactly. Whenever the regular government of the city won't do it, he has the right to bring in the National Guard or whatever is necessary to defend it. Terrorists, to me, is something that destroys what we're our fabric, what we were built on, and it's frightful and scaring. And I'm scared about our society when people walk out on the street at night or driving in there and being attacked by all these hoodlums that's running loose. So I commend him 100%.
Absolutely, and I am thankful that God divinely intervened and placed him in office in 2016. I'm delighted that God has done the same now in placing him back in office in 2024. And I believe Davis is whirling out there in the media and a lot of investigations. I believe that the 2020 election was absolutely stolen. I believe the 2016 election, they tried to steal. I believe the 2024 election, they tried to steal again, but just did not have enough theft ballots to do so. And I'm prayerful that as the onion is being unpeeled, we'll find more and more of the truth that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton cabal were behind, and Joe Biden, behind the approach to try to destroy America's constitutional republic. And so it is my prayer, Davis, that we'll see God continue to intervene and give relief in America and bring us back together as a nation. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned in relationship to this headline about what is happening in Texas. Now, let me digress for a moment. In Texas, the Islamics had already bought the property, and they were going to set up a major spread of houses just for Muslims, shopping centers for Muslims, et cetera, basically setting up a city within a city in the state of Texas. After enough hue and cry went out, Governor Abbott stopped it, cut off the permitting process to allow it, said there would not be an enclave of Islam in the state of Texas. But quietly, across our nation, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding this taking place. I'm looking at this article again, dated July 31st, 2025. Texas is becoming ground zero for a cultural takeover. No one is in power to stop it. 450,000 Muslims, over 330 mosques, entire Sharia-compliant, Sharia, that means Islamic law-compliant neighborhoods, are reshaping the state right under Governor Abbott's nose. Homeowner association fees are funding the mosque, Islamic courts operating in the shadow, and public schools bending to the pressure. Politicians talk tough, but nothing changes. If you think this is just in Dearborn, Michigan, or Minneapolis, think again. What is happening in Texas won't stay in Texas. And this is only a warning for America to watch out. Islam is taking control. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go, you can go into Google or DuckDuckGo, any of the major research engines, and you'll find that right now in Australia, Islam controls Australia. You just do a very little amount of searching, you'll find most, if not all, of Europe is under the domination of the rising of Islam. Islam means submission. France is controlled by Islam. Germany is controlled by Islam. The UK is totally controlled by Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a creeping control that is taking place, and I'm concerned about it. I'm looking at another headline. America is sleepwalking into the same immigration crisis as Britain. A historian reveals that how mass immigration has reshaped the UK by silencing the public, eroding national identity, and allowing political elites to ignore the will of the people. Third-generation immigrants in some communities continue to reject British values, while entire neighborhoods now operate with little connection to the Western culture. He explains how speech is being policed, how the government protects ideologies over citizens, and how cultural confidence has been replaced with fear in neighborhoods. These same patterns are totally visible now in the United States of America. From the collapse of the border enforcement to the rise of identity politics over national unity, if Americans don't wake up, we'll soon face the same irreversible consequences as all of Europe, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, how should we then live? What should be our response in relationship to this that is taking place? If we see it taking place, if we know it's taking place, what should we do? Ladies and gentlemen, Islam is not compatible with America. Islam is not compatible with a Christian or Jewish population. I'm looking at quotes out of the Surah, the Quran. They use we use chapter divisions in our Bible, and in Islam they're called surahs. Surah 3151, we shall cast terror into the hearts of those who are not Muslims. Surah 2191, kill all them non-believers wherever you find them. Kill them, such is the recompense of all non-Muslims. Surah 2193, fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2216, jihad, that is holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for every Muslim. Whosoever seeks another religion other than Islam will not be accepted. Surah 385. Surah 456. Those who disbelieve shall burn. We shall burn them in fire. Surah 4101. The disbelievers, that is non-Muslims, are ever unto us an open enemy. And ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on. The entire Quran, if you read it, you understand it, that Islam has a goal of major submission of all other religions and all other people around the globe. They're quietly, in fact, one of my books, do not have it before me, is The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. And I published that back in 2012 or 2014. The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, demographers, fine concerted efforts of demographers say, they said in 2009 that by 2050, America would be under Islamic control. We can avoid it if we simply turn back to God and recognize what has happened. I believe even in the better part of our political process in D.C. today, there's no recognition of what is on the horizon for America with that at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news in relationship to COVID. Good news. That good news is, I'm looking at the headline, Robert Kennedy calls for the ban on Big Pharma's most powerful tools, and it rattles the drug makers. Robert Kennedy is at the helm of the Department of Health and Human Services, rattling drug makers' cages in light of COVID, Kennedy's prior calls for the ban of pharmaceutical advertising. Kennedy is likely to attempt a ban on direct-to-consumer, over-the-counter, or DTC drug advertising. Robert Kennedy has just got through canceling a $600 million contract with the continual operation of development of COVID vaccine drugs by Moderna, J&J, and Pfizer. We are witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, a recognition that the mRNA that is in the shots for the COVID vaccination was more harmful than beneficial. Another headline, Robert F. K. Jr. announces HHS will no longer fund the mRNA shot development for flu and or COVID. The Department of Health and Human Services canceled the Department of MRA shots for respiratory viruses such as flu and COVID, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy said. At HHS, we have a division called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. He goes on to say the secretary noted that after reviewing 22 mRNA vaccine development contracts, they've decided to cancel all of them, about $600 million in contracts. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing some turnaround where we went through the devastating 3 years or better where you were forced to get a COVID shot and the COVID boosters, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, one writer, one physician said more deaths from the COVID vaccination than COVID itself. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.9.